An elk hunt goes Ursus Americanus, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Good friend Scotty Sear goes elk hunting in the Idaho mountain wilderness with wife Nancy and his kids, but he ran into a few elements that he wasn't expecting.
It was September 4th, and the weekend that Dave couldn't make it for elk camp, so I decided to go up by Grand Jean to do a little elk hunting up there in one of the canyons. So in the morning, I went out and chased elk all the way up to the top of the mountain, came back off, obviously not successful, drove down to Sacagawea, met up with Nancy and the kids, had barbecue down there, sat in the hot springs for about 4 hours, and then she had to drive back to Boise and said, well, I'm going to go back over to the hunting camp and hunt one more evening and hunt Sunday morning. Went back up to camp, started walking in the canyon, got probably a half mile in, and sun was beating down, and I'm like, I'm too tired to do anything. So I laid down in the sun, get a little suntan, and I was just looking across the canyon up at the top of the peak, and lo and behold, I saw this little black speck move all the way at the top of the mountain.
At least the pretense here is that you're elk hunting.
Yes, I'm elk hunting. Actually, I'm sunbathing. I have my shirt off.
Yeah, okay.
I'm in the sun. I'm too tired from sitting in the hot springs for 4 hours. So I just proceeded to sit there and watch this bear for probably a half hour. Came to realize that I'm watching him come down the side of the mountain.
And you have no idea what to expect. Cover that tomorrow. This is David Sparks for Sportsman's Spotlight.